Okay, we're on.
Yeah.
Like, my friend.
I'm sorry?
What do you want to know about? Do you want to know why I believe flat?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you are 100% for the heliocentric model, and you believe we're this big rock and we're spinning, and everything is what they tell you. We just got to get that clear.
So you're categorizing me instantly.
No, I'm just assuming what your stance is on this. Okay, so let's just hear it from you. What do you believe the Earth is, the shape of the Earth, and why do you believe it?
I'd rather hear your okay, categorize me then. Let's assume that I believe that the Earth is round and everything like that. I just
No,
would
because
like
that's what you
to
told
hear
me.
your argument.
Yeah, okay, so all I want people to do is just an open mind. Okay, leave your bias at the door and let's see if we can have a rational argument or discussion about why we believe the things that we believe and should
Absolutely.
we trust the people that tell you. So, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get to NASA.
Are you religious?
No, I'm not religious. I would say I'm science minded. I mean, I am a computer engineer. I'm going to be a computer engineer, so I'm
Okay.
all for the
No.
science. I want experimental evidence for the things that I believe in.
That makes
I
me
don't believe the Earth
happy.
is flat just because the Bible. I don't believe the Earth is flat just because the Bible says it is.
No,
And the
that's
Bible is 3,000 years.
I am not talking about the Bible at all. What I'm talking about is rationalism. And when you say that you are science-minded, that makes me very happy
Oh, yeah.
because I am I do not
What
want
is it?
I do not want to believe everything that is told to me.
That's amazing. You're one of the few people that I've met online that has this kind of mentality. So are you ready to question everything that you've been told?
No, absolutely. I've been questioning everything that I've been told since I kind of got that, in the back of your mind, you get that little tingle. Like, I think I was maybe about like 12 years old. And I
Oh,
was
yeah.
starting to question, like, why are we being taught this? Why are we not being taught this sort of deal?
Yeah, dude. I mean, everything that we've been fed in school is basically for us to regurgitate what they want you to believe. So they give you a test and they say, okay, this is the book. You have to study this and you have to believe everything that we tell you and you have to do the same thing here. And that's how we're going to test you. And that's how everybody's graded. It's
Right.
kind of
They
sad, you know?
create a length, like what are those called? The SATs,
Oh yeah.
right?
GREs.
I'm not sure where you're from, but the SATs in America, they measure supposedly your intelligence.
Yeah, based on what you write, your essays.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're talking about.
You see, so we can go on the path to really what this world actually is without biases, and we need to start questioning where, what we believe in, and where this comes from. Why we believe the things that we believe. So mostly everything that we know about outer space and the Earth is NASA information, and NASA, as you know, is a government authority. So right there, that's a red flag for me because I'm much fan of the government. You could say I'm a conspiracy nut, a tinfoil hat wearing, that sort of guy. So I'm very skeptical about everything the government puts out. And sure enough, whenever I see NASA images of the Earth, it's Photoshopped, it's completely CGI. I mean, think about it. Of how long do you think that we've been out there? Do you believe that we landed on the moon?
I am not sure at all. Like, I cannot say definitively whether we have or not, but I'm unsure. Like,
you should see the first Apollo mission interview, and you should see those guys and how nervous they are. They don't look like guys that's been on the moon. They look like they're really, you know, nervous about that. Oh, you should look up some things about the Apollo mission and how every space agency in the world has similar logos. I mean, that can't be a coincidence. That can't just be a coincidence. It's called vector symbology. And that it's that red thing that you see on NASA. And that's seen in literally every space agency ever.
What was that?
The Russians, the Japanese. It's called vector symbology.
Vector symbology.
Vector. Yeah, it's very occultic and Luciferian. Yeah, you know, you see those two red things that's on the NASA logo? That's what's called a vector.
Right. They look
and
like
you
stars,
see
right? They look like stars?
No, it's a red thing. It's the two red things coming out. Okay, that's besides the point. The point is, we need to have a basic understanding of where we are on. You see, if we're lied to about what we're on, they can lie to us about everything. If people realize that the Earth was flat suddenly one day, they would start questioning everything that has been told. And that there would be a massive shift in, you know, the awareness of people.
No.
So that's where I want.
No.
Okay. So do you believe that, you know, when they tell you why the Earth is curved, they say ships go over the horizon and they start disappearing from bottom up. So they say, oh, it's the curve. Do you believe that?
I mean, every school that I went to told me that's what I need to believe.
That's what they told you. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so you can look up experiments on YouTube if this actually checks out. Right, so you can see ship going over the distance and finally they disappear from your perspective, and soon enough you can't see it. It's completely out of your vision, and you can logically say that, oh, okay, the ship is obscured by the curvature of the Earth. But when you have a magnifying glass like a telescope or binoculars, the ship comes right back into vision. So how do you explain that with the flat of the globe Earth thing? Where is the ship going? Is there actually any measurable curve?
You mean it stays the same size?
It's right there, dude. You can see it. There's been experiments that's done this over and over again. You just need you can even use your camera if it has a good enough zoom. You know, so you just zoom in and the ship is right there, right where it is, over the flat sea level. I mean, think about why do you think it's called a horizon? Because it's horizontal. That's why it's called a horizon. It's called sea level because it's level. You know, it's not called a sea curve because water can't curve. No possibility that water curves. Water always finds level. That's something that you can prove scientifically. So they say, water, you know, somehow magically curving over the Earth's curvature, and they're saying it's gravity. And wow, I mean, if you really deconstruct what we've been taught, it seems really ridiculous that we even considered. You know, I always had the question of why people don't fall down if the Earth is a ball on bottom of the Earth. Why don't people fall down? And they say, oh, no, it's gravity. And that shut me up. That shuts everybody up. And the thing is, we don't even know what gravity is. You can't even prove gravity exists. I mean, you can measure it and you can say, okay, it exists, but you don't know why it's there or how it's being caused. And Einstein came up with theories that said, oh, it's space-time warping, and that's the mainstream idea now. But, you know, a lot of scientists are actually looking into this, and they're saying, wait, that doesn't make sense. And they have new models of the universe coming up. So what I believe in is the electric model of the universe. It's called electric universe. You should look that up if you're interested in this. Electric. And it's led by a bunch of... Yeah, it's called electric universe. And they try to explain...
Let me write that down. Electric universe. Okay, go on.
Yeah, and they try to explain gravity for what it actually might be. And they say... So the main idea of electric universe is that electricity is the only force in existence and everything's a cause of, you know, currents and electromagnetism. So they try to explain gravity like that.
So how does that explain the splitting of atoms?
What do you mean splitting of atoms? You mean nuclear radiation?
Yeah, how does it create an autonomy is exactly what I'm saying.
It's just observing what things are. So the electric universe basically works on this model of subatomic particles being dipoles. And the dipole is created because of an offset in the positive nuclear charge. So there's a small difference between the positive and the negative energy making the atom a dipole. Dipole attraction, and that's what they think gravity is. It's that it's just a matter of positive and negative energy. Oh, it's basically electricity.
Oh, intense, man. That's intense.
That's really far off if you look at what the mainstream has to say. But I mean, we're all about science is basically evolution, right? And evolution is breaking down of old ideas and having new ones. So we must be open to new ideas. And that's what the flat earth thing is about, right? So if you want to know more about flat earth or somebody who got me into flat earth,
science in general is being open to new ideas. So that is why open my ears.
Science, when you say mainstream science, do you trust or Bill Nye, the science guy, is a legit scientist and they're not Mason puppets.
I mean,
it's crazy how when you look up to these guys and say, oh, they're scientists and they believe everything that they say, you know?
No, when it comes down to it, they're engineers more than they are scientists.
I'm sorry.
No, I was suggesting that people like Bill Nye, or who we look up to here,
Musk,
are engineers.
Yeah, they're astrophysicists. Neil deGrasse Tyson is supposed to be an astrophysicist.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and he tells everybody not to believe the Earth is flat, and he says the Earth is actually pear-shaped. So do you believe that? Do you think the Earth is pear-shaped now?
I have my eyes open to all possibilities.
That's amazing. You should be open to the idea that the Earth may be flat.
And as well as you should also be open to every other
globe model. Yes, I have been subjected to the same amount of indoctrination anybody else has. And all my life I've been under the illusion that the earth is a spinning ball and we're all rotating in this huge solar system and the sun is in the center and all of that. And
we're done.
It's been so nice.
Thank you. We'll do this again.
Yes. Goodbye. I hope you have a nice day.
Likewise, we'll do this again.